Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. Today's show we are continuing our discussion of the importance of employment for people with disabilities and building career pathways. We have Deanna Dennison, Business Development for Contract Development at Carson Manufacturing, and Ryan Davidson, who's an employee of Carson Manufacturing. Hello you two.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Good. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you both. Ryan, and you have been working for Carson Manufacturing how long?
For 5 years.
And tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, I started out as a janitorial. I'm still a janitorial. And they saw my potential to do stuff. So I'm basically moved up to doing, just taking care of the place, the whole facility and stuff like that. So in general, I like, you know, change the light bulbs, and I cut the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I just did some painting. So I do a lot of outdoor stuff, indoor stuff, make sure the floor is clean.
Mm.
I wax the whole facility floor. I vacuum like the front office and stuff like that. So it is like a lot of maintenance. You know, keep upkeep stuff. So
Deanna, let's talk a little bit about what Carson Manufacturing does.
Yes. Carson Manufacturing actually has their own product line, and it is to manufacture emergency vehicle products. And most recently, they have started selling electronic contract manufacturing as a service. So there's that opportunity for us to build their boards, their printed circuit boards.
Okay.
And Ryan's very good at assisting us in any type of situation that we need.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
Ryan, let's talk a little bit about what you deal with on a daily basis as far as your disability and how that really played into maybe you wanting a job in the long run.
Well, I don't really think about my disability too much on a daily basis. And then when I wasn't working, I think I was depressed because before I came to the state, I used to always on the move. I'm from Jamaica, so I always been on the move. I did a little construction there. So I'm a person who always on the move, willing to help somebody. So that's my background.
And Deanna, he said, I've always been a person who wants to help somebody.
Yes.
So is that what you saw as far as hiring him at Carson's?
Very much so. Actually, there were many characteristics that Carson Manufacturing saw in Ryan. First and foremost, he's a very loyal person, and he'll do anything for you. Ryan is definitely someone that you can count on. If Ryan says he's going to do something, he will do it.
That's
if Ryan's going to be there, he's going to be there. And those are characteristics that you don't see all too often anymore. So to have someone like Ryan is definitely a huge asset for Carson Manufacturing. And it's just a bonus to us to have all the added, you know, skills and capabilities that he brings to the party.
Sure.
So
what would you tell then somebody who says, oh, I don't think I want somebody with a disability. I have to deal with this and that and the aspects of their disability. What would you tell them?
Absolutely. I would definitely promote hiring an individual with disabilities because the biggest thing that I think they bring to the party is the loyalty, the reliability. You know that they're going to show up every day for work because we're kind of the second family. We're their friends. You're going to get someone who's very willing. They will give all that they can to doing that job to the best of their ability.
Ryan, if you were to tell somebody who said, you know, I don't know, my disability kind of hampers me from giving all I can to an employer, what would you say?
I would tell them, you know, think about it, search in their heart, and make sure that nobody influences you, telling them the wrong thing. Make sure go to the right crowd that say, you know what, you can do it if you put your mind to it. And just go with uplifting people that will uplift you, because If you have the negative, you're probably going to do the negative.
I agree with that.
So,
yeah.
You know, I was thinking back to myself when I was in school. I probably didn't do all the stuff that I should do. I follow crowd. But all the time when I go with my mom to my former report card, you know what the teacher will always say? He can do it, but he just follow company. So, you know, that's what I take when I grow up now, that you just uplift yourself with uplifted people that have good spirit around you and, you know, just, you know, uplift yourself. Don't put yourself down. If you put yourself down, you probably will be depressed.
So, you know, when you came on and you met Ryan for the first time.
Yes.
Had you been in contact with people with disabilities before?
Yes, I have. I actually worked for a not-for-profit agency prior to coming on with Carson Manufacturing, and I personally have a daughter with special needs who is 18 years old, and she attends Indianapolis Metropolitan High School, who is funded by Goodwill Industries. So, yes, I do have a lot of experience with people with disabilities. And, you know, honestly, the first time I met Ryan, I had no idea.
Ryan, you got the job at Carson's through the Noble of Indiana.
Yes.
And Noble of Indiana is a chapter of the Arc of Indiana. How did they help you in getting the job?
Well, when I started out with Work One and I picked Noble,
They had you pick it.
Yeah, you. Well, I think I picked two, but I guess Noble was the one for me. So you know,
it fits you.
Huh? Yeah. So they started out as what my interest is. What type of job would I like to be in?
Mm.
So I told them I would like something in the manufacturing, like a warehouse, or you know, something like mopping floor, or something like that.
Sure.
So they say, all right, they're gonna try to position me with something like that. So they brought me out to, I think they brought me out to this manufacturer place and was showing me how people put parts in bags and stuff like that. And they brought me to a daycare when I was cleaning up and they saw what I can do. Mm-hmm. That's how they placed me with Carson.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about your background too, as far as Jamaica. You came from Jamaica.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your, maybe your parental example and your father, how he instilled the value of working in you?
Well, I come from a background, a hardworking family, both my mom's side and my dad's side. When my dad was growing up, my dad didn't graduate from school. His mom didn't have a lot of stuff. He learned stuff on the streets by himself.
Hmm.
And then what happened, he used to work at a hotel in Jamaica. Then he met somebody here from the state, become friends. She's a doctor. He met her there. Then they become friends. Then my dad got a job on the cruise line with Carnival Cruise Line. They sent him to a cooking school.
Wow.
And he worked for Carnival for 9 years till he came here 2000 and you know, decided he's not going back home. And I've been seeing my dad working. He grew up on a farm.
Sure.
We grew up on a farm. His mom, she was a hardworking lady. His dad died, passed away when he was 13, as a young age. So he looked up to his mom. I see my dad been working on the farm, cutting bananas. We used to have like a banana. And I see him do a lot of work. So I guess I come from a family that are hardworking, and that's, you know, that's what's still in me. I just like being doing stuff. So I think that's where it come from.
So you became a U.S. citizen not too long ago.
Yes.
And that was a very happy occasion for you. It was a hard, hard fought, huh?
When I came out of that office and my dad see that smile on my face, he was worrying if I was going to get it or not. So, I mean, when he came out and see me smiling, say yes. And on the way home, we start talking about if I was still in Jamaica, would happen to me and stuff like that. Cause I was worrying about that.
Mm.
And when I came out of that office, the lady said, you know what? My dad should go and cook some food for me right now.
Hey, that sounds good.
That's what she said to me, you know, because, you know, she was a nice lady. She said, she told me personally, a lot of people that came in that office, a lot of them don't pass the test. And you don't pass the test, they don't approve you.
So did that have you worried?
a little bit, but I kind of went in there, you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I try again, but I went in there with a confidence. I can do it. I said, she asked me if I tested for the question. I said, yeah. She said, all right, I'm going to pick your brains. Then she threw all the questions, and she said, I get all of them right. I didn't get none of the question wrong. Oh, and she said a lot of people that come in this office doesn't pass
it. Let's talk a little bit about Deanna. You know, what did it mean to the folks at Carson's to be with him
right
on that historic day?
Well, our president, Barbara Ferguson, was definitely felt very rewarded to be in attendance sure. for Ryan's ceremony. She felt like, you know, that was a wonderful thing for her to be able to be there to support Ryan,
sure.
to acknowledge all of the effort he put in to becoming a U.S. citizen. I myself didn't even understand the study habits that he had to have, a test that
That's
he had to take
yeah.
to become a citizen. So, you know, there was a lot of hard work put in to Ryan becoming a citizen that he really took upon that challenge. So it was very rewarding for, you know, Carson Manufacturing to be there to support him. You know, we wanted to acknowledge that he did hard work, and we were very proud of him for doing that. And that's what we get to see every day working with Ryan. It's very rewarding for us to have him on board.
So what does it mean to you to become a U.S. citizen?
It mean a lot to me. It mean from where I've been coming from to where I'm at right now. I'm living on my own. I have a job. I have a job for 5 years. You know, I'm earning my own money. It's been a lot to me. It's an opportunity that I don't think that I may have if I didn't come here. And I think it's a good opportunity. I can't really explain to tell you the greatness that I experienced.
Sure.
But it's a good experience.
Well, Ryan, you know, through all of this, is it worth it?
Yeah, I think it's worth it. Yeah.
When
I look back to where I could be now, I think it's worth it.
Deanna, is it worth it for you?
Absolutely.
To see where he is and where he's come from?
Absolutely, 100%. Ryan gives us all. Always. And, you know, he's a great representation of an employee, you know, not just someone that has a disability, but an employee. I mean,
yeah.
He has a lot of valor in that.
Deanna and Ryan, thank you so much. And we thank you for coming on and telling us what Carson Manufacturing does for people with disabilities. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.